ABC Radio Australia.
Well, an aircraft which crash-landed in Papua New Guinea during World War II and lay undiscovered for 3 decades has been painstakingly restored and set to return to Port Moresby. The A-20 Havoc bomber aircraft used by the United States Army Air Force will take pride of place in a brand new shelter at the PNG National Museum and Art Gallery. An historic occasion, it's the first World War II aircraft to return to PNG fully restored. Lucy Cooper reports.
As the restored bomber is lifted onto a naval vessel, Colonel Boniface Aruma has mixed emotions.
Standing over there on the side there, watching the aircraft being winched onto ADV Reliant, it's emotional, but it's also a moment of happiness. I'd like to say that the aircraft is going back to its final resting place.
Colonel Aruma is a senior officer in the PNG Defence Force and posted to 3rd Brigade as Deputy Commander. He says the bomber's return is a significant moment.
To see the aircraft go back and sit inside the PNG National Museum and Art Gallery, it really signifies and resembles the strong and enduring relationship that the PNG has with Australia, the PNG Defence Force and the ADF, the Australian people and Papua New Guineans. And the history and the values that we share.
In April of 1944, the Helen Pelican, an American Douglas A-20 Havoc bomber, and its crew, Captain Charles Davidson and Sergeant John McKenna, crash-landed.
They were returning from a mission and were stuck by a weather event, and that caused the aircraft essentially to run out of fuel, and they were forced to land in the Badang province.
That's Warrant Officer Craig Smith, who works for History and Heritage Air Force out of the RAF base in Townsville. He says the two American crew survived and evaded enemy capture.
They were behind enemy lines and then they evaded for 15 days themselves as a crew before they were found.
The bomber lay hidden for 30 years until it was discovered by an enthusiast.
It was found in 1976 after being lost essentially for 30 years in the jungle over there. It was retrieved in the early 80s, and that rapport when we retrieved it between PNG and Australia was that we would restore the aircraft and give it back to PNG once they had a suitable facility. And that's where it's going back to now, to the National Museum and Art Gallery in Port Moresby.
Remarkably, it was in good condition.
Where it actually finally came to rest was in a swampland, and that essentially the mud and the environment preserved a lot of it.
It took 10 years to painstakingly restore the bomber, and it's been in Australia since, waiting for a suitable facility in PNG to accommodate it. And now the time has come for the first fully restored aircraft to return to PNG.
Oh, chuffed. Absolutely. The PNG Museum over there are very active and very keen to have it back.
Colonel Boniface Aruma says it would have been no easy task to recover the bomber.
Medan is very, very mountainous and rugged, and you would have seen from the history of the Second World War, the hardest conditions, steep ravines, high mountains, deep valleys, and so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that aircraft was sitting in the middle of a ravine or, you know, in thick tropical jungle that you have to cut through to pull that aircraft out.
He hopes one day PNG will be able to restore artifacts in country.
The jungles of Papua New Guinea is just littered with World War II artifacts. Well, we simply don't have the infrastructure and the capacity, but who knows, one day we might have the ability to do that ourselves.
And that's Colonel Boniface Aruma ending that story from Lucy Cooper.